Hi, and welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review Podcast, a podcast where 3 men in their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the balance to the news and all the inevitable drama that comes with being an online community. Got it. First time that time. Fuck yeah. Let's go. How have you guys been this week? My name is Conrad. Hold up. Back up. My name is Conrad Guther. Fucked it up now. My name is Conrad Guther, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Dahita Work.
What's up? What's up?
And Vance Helsing Gaming.
What's up?
So, what's been going on, guys? Nice to see you.
Man, it's been good, man. I'm chilling, you know, holidays coming up, and then, you know, something else is coming up we're going to talk about. Of course, it's what we're here to talk about.
My erection?
Yeah, and probably your blood pressure.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Vance.
Nothing really, man. A lot of work. We've got the holidays coming up. A lot of good reveals have come out, and
a lot of good reveals.
I'm ready to talk about it.
So as of right now, we are like 12 days and 20 hours away from launch, global launch. Fuck yeah, let's go! It's exciting stuff. So, I was going to continue on the trend we did last week, where I'm going to talk about what they've revealed in the last day, because it's still been the daily releases that we're doing weekly. So,
yeah,
we're doing that.
The daily releases weekly.
The daily and weekly releases. So here we go. Day 25. Continuing where we left off after the Moon Knight reveal. Star-Lord. He was their character of the day. Know him, love him. Chris Pratt, right? It is Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Of course, you know,
he does a good job.
Only job.
You guys know what skin they showed off with Star-Lord?
Oh, let me take a guess.
Oh my god, please.
Was it a movie skin?
It was a movie skin. Can you guess the movie? The latest
movie they did. I'm going to say the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 for 100, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is correct.
You know what he looks like in that skin? He looks like
Pratt.
Well, you guys seen The Boys? He looks like Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
In this hoe, watch me.
not Soldier Boy, Soldier. with the hard R.
My mistake.
Literally. It's like the opposite of the other Soldier Boy.
Okay. Got it. What do you guys think about it? Do you like the skin? Don't like it? I'm indifferent. Yeah,
me too.
I couldn't care.
I couldn't care. I like a lot of fire skins,
but I get why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Day 24. Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme of the Galaxy skin was released with him.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Pretty sick looking.
Now, I saw a bunch of people complaining because it isn't like shot for shot taken out of the comic, and I'm getting really tired of that. It's like, we can draw inspiration with something without like ripping it off completely, you know.
I know there's no Hawkeye that looks. Oh, we didn't get there. I won't talk about that yet. Yep. But go ahead.
Fucking jumping ahead, man. Jumping fucking ahead.
Quit jumping the gun.
I'm excited. ADHD. Come on.
All right. You're not day 23. Everybody's favorite, Jeff the Land Shark. They showed
the highest grossing skin in history.
Yeah, the highest grossing skin. There's no way the skin doesn't sell like to all the mercy mains escaping to fucking
all the evil.
It's the dolphin. It's Jeff disguised as a dolphin, which is just like a fur coat like dolphin thing over top of him. It's super fucking
and it's
cute.
It's pink. It's adorable. Goddamn.
That skin is gonna make them. It's gonna pay for the game. I'm calling it right now. Just like.
Give me
14
of them.
<That's>
Boom.
What do you guys think of it? What got anything else on that one?
It's freaking adorable.
Probably my favorite so far, besides a couple. But definitely up there.
Definitely up there. Nice. So day 22, Mantis. You'll never guess what fucking skin she got.
I think Mantis is a part of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
So, by the transitive property...
Yeah.
It's definitely Volume 1, right? It has to be Volume 1.
Yep.
Volume 1. No.
Unless the proton beams are affecting the sun incorrectly, then it's probably Volume 3.
It's Volume 3. well, surprise, surprise. It's another MCU skin to me. Like, I know a lot of people out there personally like the MCU skins. I am very indifferent to them. I want better.
I want what they're bringing. You know, I don't want what they had already. I want what they're, you know.
Now let's talk about a real fucking skin. Day 21. We had a couple things happen on day 21. First, Black Panther is the character of the day in the Bass Chosen skin. The first Black Panther. Fucking fire.
Yeah.
Him dripping in fucking
bones and fucking loincloth, animal skin.
With drip, drip. Claw. Yeah, dude, like that. I don't even play Black Panther and I have no desire to play Black Panther. I'm going to buy that skin. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
Just in the event that you play like random heroes and you get fucking stuck with Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would do the Wakanda for everything, but I don't want to be called out.
Do it, man. It's okay. It's one We're not all, you know, gatekeepy with our culture like some people.
I identify as a video gamer, so it's like, it's fine. So, also on day 21, we got the IGN reveal of the Intergalactic Empire of Wakanda map. Did you guys watch the video?
I did. I liked it. It's beautiful. It's probably my favorite visually so far. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going to play it, so I can't really get a feel for it, but I liked how it looked. It looked good. Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at it yet. I'm trying to avoid as much like spoiler stuff as possible. Like, I know it's like a reveal. I'm like, hey, look at it. It's not spoilery, but I want to start the game up. I want to go into it like completely fresh and just be blown away in game what I'm looking at.
By the maps?
Yes.
Because we've been spoiling characters for everyone. Probably why we're not in the content creator program. Because they accepted like almost everybody, but I think we say fuck too much, and I think we talk about leaks too much.
That's our lane. Fuck everybody else.
That's our lane. I mean, we don't post on YouTube, so you know, like we can't get to monetize that way, right?
Hell no.
Well, we're supposed to be posting on YouTube to heat our work.
Bro, I know.
Yeah.
I work children.
You work the children.
Get to the boat in sweatshops. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, what did you like about the map, really, Dieter? Like, what really caught your eye?
I love the which I can't remember what they called it, but the one with like the waterfall is like kind of outside. I like that one probably the best. That looks amazing.
So for you people not aware, like the Intergalactic Empire of Wakanda is King of the Hill map, right? And that point he's talking about, there's a waterfall. Half the point, the capture point, is facing a ledge. It's like half fucking ledge. So that's going to be absolutely fucking insane for boops and throws and all that shit, dude. Like, that is Jeff the Baby Landshark's fucking point, right? Yeah. You are going to be trolled in your games. He is going to ult you, eat up everybody on the team, and then jump off that fucking ledge because it's right there in overtime and he thinks it's fucking funny. Like, mark my
words. This is the new well. This is the new Elios.
Yeah. Dude, it's yeah. But yeah, I agree. Did you guys see, Vance didn't, but did you see that they have a character tease in that map reveal?
I did not. Yeah,
well, it might not be a character that's ever going to be playable, but there's a portrait of Shuri in the map, in her bedroom.
Yep. I can see them incorporating Shuri.
Yep.
Little double blaster thing.
Pow, blaster.
Give her a Black Panther skin for the MCU because they love doing that.
Yeah, dude. Okay. The next day, day 20, a big day. It's a big day. Skin, Adam Warlock. Volume 3 skin, dude.
What? No fucking shot.
Volume 3 skin. Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, swag, honestly, dude. What I don't like about the skin, though, is look at his base skin. He doesn't have pupils or the whites of his eyes. They're just like golden eyes. And in this skin, he has eyeballs and it's unsettling. So
he's staring into my soul.
I'm just saying. Just something I noticed. But more than that, because, you know, fuck Adam Warlock. Who cares? I mean, we do because he's great. But That was the day. Day 20 is the day we got the roadmap reveal. Now, you guys watched the fucking roadmap.
Yeah. Real revealing. Revealing.
Yep. All right.
I figured they would do like a part two because it's a volume one. So I was like, maybe it's just, you know, part of it and we're going to get more. But it's getting closer to December 6th.
So, I mean, it was great. The roadmap was great. I like what they talked about. And I'll go into that a little bit. I wish there was more because most of this stuff we already kind of knew already.
Yeah, they kind of just confirmed what was floating around.
Yeah. So, first thing important to talk about the roadmap reveal. There will be 33 heroes on launch.
Double threes on launch,
33 heroes.
Quite the pool.
Quite the fucking pool. I mean, think about it. Overwatch is at like 42. Yeah, like in Marvel Rivals is a brand new fucking game. There's gonna be a lot to explore, discover. It's gonna be great. Yeah. Another important thing, 8 competitive maps in the map pool. So we have 5 right now with
Wakanda.
The Intergalactic with Wakanda. So there's still 3 more to come. We also learned that seasons are going to be 3 months long. 3 months every fucking season. Boom. Starting in January. Up until January, from December 6th to like the early weeks of January, it's going to be season 0. And this season's going to be named Doom's Rise. Right? So pretty cool. Because it's a partial season and only going to be like a month long, they say the battle pass will be priced accordingly. I don't know what that means, really. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cheaper than a normal battle pass, but they don't really say how much. Mm. Now, you're going to buy it.
Duh, yeah.
Nobody's going into Marvel Rivals and not buying the battle pass. Let's be real here.
You're
going
to buy it. Okay. Yeah. Support the game if you can. So they also released a little bit of lore information, a little bit about this time stream entanglement that's going on. And they talked about the 4 different like time streams that are entangled. So it's kind of cool. So there's the 2099 or no, the techno dystopia of 2099, whatever that fucking means.
Mm-hmm.
Techno dystopia 2099, put it together. There is the present where evil strikes. And this one I don't understand at all what this could possibly mean, but it's the unstable space-time of the Mosaic timeline.
Right? What in the hell does that mean?
I don't fucking know, dude. When I imagine Mosaic, I imagine like the beginning of an acid trip. You know, just like...
I've never done acid, so I can't confirm or deny.
No, actually, not the beginning. More like the I'm melting part. But yeah.
I know what you mean. Sorry, Ben.
but Mosaic. I'm living in a kaleidoscope. Yeah. So there's also the last one. This one sounds like it has heavy lore implications. It's the collapsing timeline where even the gods can die.
Ooh. We gonna murder God.
Yeah.
Gods.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnarok? Question mark, maybe?
I mean, Ragnarok's like a Thor thing. I don't know. I don't know. I just know Dr. Doom fucked around, and he's about to find out.
All right.
So another thing they talk about, and I'm not great, but there's going to be like a dedicated like server page where you can like select what servers you want to play on, blah, blah, blah. And there's something, and I'm not a techno guy, so I'm not the best person to talk to about this stuff, but like apparently every server is going to have a tick rate of 60. I don't fucking know. I know Overwatch is like 64 or something like that. I don't know what that really means. I know they're going to have a lot of servers. So let's just hope they don't fail on launch, you know?
Yeah.
We would know if they would fail if they did an accurate stress test. Mm-hmm. But
well, they're going to be stressing.
They're going to be stressing. All right. I mean, the past is the past. What's that Spanish thing? No, I'm not going to worry about it. All right. Anyways, going forward, what do you guys think about that roadmap? What did you guys think?
I'm glad they confirmed it, and that was basically it. I was like,
It finally got a solid answer instead of just these little dodging, like, we might do stuff.
Not at this time.
Yeah. I mean, most of that conversation was like around the betas. Like, there is no plans to do a beta at this point in time. Was there? I hate that business talk. Okay, but yeah. So pretty cool. The guy that spoke like is a fresh face, like Guang Guang or whatever his name was that we saw for the first time. Like, he did excellent. Bravo to him. Thanks for throwing your face out there for millions to see. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being a thumbnail.
All right. And I probably just butchered his name, and I'm sorry about that too, my dude. Day 19, Loki. Do you know what skin he got?
I do.
Loki season 2.
Nice.
Spoiler for you. It's Loki season 2.
It's Loki season 2. But they only show like the top of his helmet, you know? So, like,
yeah.
What does the rest of him look like? I don't know. Probably like Loki, but.
It's no way. Loki looks like Loki?
Yeah, he looks like Loki, dude. All right, day 18. We're moving. We're moving pretty fucking quickly. Day 18, we saw the Punisher 2099 skin.
Pretty solid. What do you guys think?
That's a dope-ass looking skin. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, cool. if I think about the Punisher, that's what I imagine him to look like.
First appears in Punisher 2099, 1993.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, it's a dope skin. I'm sure that one's going to sell a lot, too, because the Punisher is, like, the entry-level character.
Yeah, it really
for
is.
People coming from other FPS games to, like, play. It's like...
Because of all the freaking... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the tutorial character. He is the tutorial character. Facts. So yeah, I'm sure that skin will say. Also on day 18, we got some more Wakanda map reveals. I mean, stuff we already saw, really. I think it was slower. I think it was a longer video with like the Black Panther like slow walking.
Yeah, it was a little slow breakdown about it.
Yeah, I didn't like. I struggle learning maps just by watching this video. So I'm sure it's gonna take like thousands of games for me to actually get like these map details down. Yeah. Day 17, the Winter Soldier, a character I'm excited to play for, and the Revolution skin. What do you guys think? What do you think?
It was it's all right.
That's pretty mid.
Yeah, no. I want you both to look at that picture. Are you looking at that picture right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I read a Reddit comment or somewhere on the internet that said that he looks like he's about to drop the hardest album ever.
But literally, you take out the wording and just like. Darken it a little bit. Bold red letters.
That's just like everything. I'm just waiting for Bucky Barnes to drop a fucking diss track. I don't fucking know. It'd be funny. It'd be funny, Nettie's.
Coming out to Captain America.
The ball's in your court. The ball's in your court. All right. Day 16. Who do you think would follow the Winter Soldier other than Captain fucking America?
The boy.
Oh yeah.
America.
They showed his skin, which is the Gladiator Captain America skin. Alright.
It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I like the America look more, to be completely honest with you. Myself. Like his base skin. I enjoy a little bit more, and I'm a Captain America stan. He's gonna be one of the characters I drop a lot of time into. But they did show another skin for him. It was him, Mantis, and Black Panther, and they're like futuristic, like 2090 skin. Yo, the Imperial Protocol skins. Yeah, that one's way fucking better.
Yeah,
all of those skins are fire. The Mantis one looks so good. Mm-hmm. The Captain America one is probably my favorite out of them.
Mm-hmm. Those will probably be like the equivalent of like Mythic. Skins probably.
Now I was wondering, like, if you see in those last two skins, Captain America's shield isn't circular; it's fucking triangle. I wonder how that's gonna affect like animations. I wonder if he's just gonna have the base animations for like shield throw and shit, or like if his skins are gonna affect the animations.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, if you throw it hard enough, it will spin and turn into a circle, right?
Dude. All right. True. Yeah. It probably does more damage too, you know, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A little sharper.
It's pointed.
You should get a DPS buff when you equip it.
One damage DPS buff.
No, that fucking matters. One damage in these games matters. All right. Day 15, Namor. And Namor's Wakanda Forever skin. Is that the name of the last Black Panther movie, Wakanda Forever?
Yeah.
Who are you asking?
You, Dante?
Yes, it was. Okay, and it's called Namor.
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 I need no the love. Last of this asshole because, like, garbage tier. I'm saying it. Boring character.
The movie did him excellent, I thought. He was a lot more boring before I saw the movie. I was like, you know
what? I'm talking about specifically in game. I think he did all right in the movie. I'm not a fan of that movie. In the game, I'm talking about like his kid is just boring.
Yeah, it's not.
Boring kid.
It's not fun. But, the coolest part is the giant whale.
You know what else? It's not even, you know, I saw in the, like a breakdown of the animation. It's not a fucking whale. The thing has legs. I don't know what kind of undersea creature it is. Yeah, there's clips of it out there on the internet of like it bugging and it like showing its full model just like flying across the screen instead of like arcing. And the motherfucker has like legs.
They just kept it in there. They're like, ain't nobody gonna know that.
The motherfucker has legs. I don't know. But you know what else we got on day fucking 15? You know what else we got on day 15?
Yeah.
We got the very first of the Hawkeye reveals. And it was like the 50-second gameplay trailer.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't abilities that weren't explained. So let's go on to the next day. We'll come back to him. Day 14. They revealed the character of the day.
Yeah.
Being Hawkeye. And they showed his, did you see his skin for that day? The Galactic Fangs. He looks like a fucking Power Ranger.
I love it.
Hell yeah, brother.
The original costume, but like cybered out. I fuck with it.
Yeah, dude, that's so dope. Let's talk about Hawkeye and his
yay.
Kid.
So I'm so excited for Hawkeye. So excited.
Let's start out with the very first thing. His melee, it's called Piercing Arrow, or not his melee. His primary fire is called Piercing Arrow. It shoots an arrow, a normal arrow. Now he has a passive that only affects his Piercing Arrow, his original primary fire, which he has two. So this passive charges up his arrow, his Piercing Arrow, if and only if the cursor is on an enemy. Right?
Yeah.
So, if the cursor's on the enemy, it charges up. At full charge, you can kill a fucking squishy in one hit. Headshot. Boom. Removed from the game.
Yay.
Get fucked,
dude. One shot.
I don't know what to tell you. We'll get back to that. His secondary fire, his secondary primary fire, he can switch to exploding arrows. He has three of them. They reload pretty quick by themselves. He shoots a volley of three explosive arrows. You cannot charge this one, but it does three explosive arrows. You can only be hit by one explosion. But it's AoE. It's good to build up his ult. So, his E. Let's talk about his E. His E is a another arrow ability. I forget what it's called, but
hypersonic.
Hypersonic arrow. It's the one that should be called piercing arrow because it actually pierces through shields. So it does that and it does AoE damage as it's going through. Vance, I don't think you know this, but that hypersonic arrow can knock flyers out of the sky.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Hypersonic arrow can knock fucking flyers out of the sky. So no changing to fucking Iron Man if you want to counter the Hawkeye that's fucking one-shotting your team. But
you're already mad. I love it.
I'm tilted already. I haven't even seen him, man. Guess I'm not playing fucking Iron Man again. That's how I felt in the beta too. Every time I went Iron Man, it just did a little bit well. I was high enough ranked that people would fucking swap against me. So it just like, oh man, I did slightly well on the first point in Iron Man, and now there's a fucking Hela, Punisher, fucking and Incredible Hulk, all fucking gunning for me. Like,
oh my god.
Oh, Spider-Man too, yeah.
Jesus, I hated that. Get out of here, you little shit.
Okay, but let's move on. We're talking about Hawkeye. His shift. Okay. This guy has so fucking much. His shift. He pulls out a fucking sword and boops people and damages them. And it's a pretty fucking far boop. Like, if you watch the gameplay videos, like Black Panthers and Hawks will jump to him, and he'll, like, knock them back to where they started. And they're just like, what the...
what just happened?
Yeah. That's great.
I blank for a second. Great.
Yep.
He died.
Awesome stuff.
I'm still here. He's still there.
So then, his basic melee. Now, his basic melee, if timed correctly, can deflect projectiles.
Yeah.
That's so good. That is so good.
Now, from what I saw in the videos, what it looked like, it doesn't like deflect them back at the enemy, but just kind of like negates the damage. Now, no one knows yet how this interacts with projectile ults, because if you could just melee a fucking Iron Man's ult and just like cut through it, like you are no longer just a mere mortal. Like think about this. This motherfucker is supposed to be just Clint Barton, the fucking Archer Man. What if his deflect fucking works on like ultimate abilities like Groot ult coming through or Iron Man ult or any other projectile ult? Fucking insane if he could just like cancel it with a melee. But
I mean, that's if you shoot it and get it deflected, that's just on the Iron Man at that point. Mm-hmm. You should know.
Yeah.
Don't shoot the deflecting Hawkeye.
Yeah, it's not deflect. It's a melee. You can't time it, right? You can't like wait for it to go on cooldown. It's his basic melee. That's why I'm sure, at my heart of hearts, that it doesn't work in ultimate abilities. But you know, I've been hurt before.
You hope.
I have absolute fucking faith in the developers that Hawkeye can't fucking just melee fucking ults out of existence. could be fucking wrong. All right, let's speaking of ults, let's talk about his ult. So his ult is a personal ult. He doesn't give it to his allies that I'm aware of. I'm almost 100% positive it's like just for himself. It's Hunter's side or something. He creates after it. He does like a little fucking prayer sign, like Jesus fucking Christ, why am I here? And then he does.
Why am I here?
And then like he can see everybody's after images, and he can shoot these after images to transfer damage to the main body. Now, important to note that you can't headshot after images. So, during his ult, his passive just automatically increases all of his arrows to 100% without doing anything. So he just like rapid fires 100% fucking arrows. So a couple things I don't know about this ult, but I'm wondering. It's like, I'm wondering because like each individual has three after images, right? That show up and they like they fades from one to the next, and there's almost always three up at a time from what I've seen. Now, what I'm wondering is if the each after image can take an instance of damage. So what I'm asking is really is if like maybe it's better instead of shooting your primary or piercing arrow at the after images, you shoot your explosive arrows. So like all three after images take one fucking hit.
That's a good question.
You know what I mean?
That's a lot of damage.
Or does like your sword slash fucking cut through multiple after images and just like one shot someone? I don't fucking know.
I'm curious how that'll work.
But like, yeah, so that's Hawkeye. No team ups have been disclosed yet. So.
Well, it's probably because it's gonna be Black Widow.
Probably. Yeah. What do you guys think of Hawkeye? Let's get it.
Hey, I'm loving me some Hawkeye.
He's everything that I wanted in a bow and arrow user. I want him.
Okay, what's your favorite part of the kit? What is it?
Ooh, fuck. That's tough. Honestly, I think the Hunter's sight, like his ult. Like,
yeah, I think so.
You,
too. That's what I'm saying.
That, so, you know, it being a Hanzo main, trying to hit targets that are moving a lot, it's hard. You know, I'm bad at aiming. I'm in my 30s. I can't play video games anymore. But having stationary targets that are just kind of frozen in place there, that is just like, hey, you hit these and it deals damage. You're like, sweet. That makes my job a whole lot easier.
Yeah. What about you, Dehita Work?
Yeah, I was going to say his ultimate, too. That was like...
Okay.
That's going to be fun. Like, you're popping off, and then you just, like, click into that and just go to town, just hammering people.
Dude, I just think this guy has... I think he has so fucking much. If he's... And this could be me dooming, like, being a doomer. I don't fucking know. But, like, if he's not the top DPS in the fucking game, I'd be honestly fucking surprised. Like, he's the best DPS in the game, right? How could he not be?
He would have to be, but the way his kit's set up.
Right? He has everything. He can deflect. He can fucking boop. He has a double jump we forgot to talk about. He can fucking one-shot. He's got AoE. His ult, while it doesn't give everybody the benefits, still fucking solid as fuck. You know? I don't know, man. Something I thought about, like, Iron Man, he shoots fast, too. Like, his projectiles are pretty fast. So you would think, even if he has fast projectiles, maybe his counter would be Iron Man. Here's what I was thinking about that, though. One, his arrows are fast. He might just be able to fucking hit an Iron Man that's just trying to fire down lane. And also, like, using your chest laser on Iron Man is, like, a death sentence when you're fighting a Hawkeye. Like, think about it. Like, you slow down and become, like, almost a stationary target while you're trying to, like, chest beam the target. And, the fucking Hawkeye can just line up a shot and fucking take you out in there in that time.
You almost at home, too.
Yeah. So.
He's already getting PTSD.
They're the fucking same. But, yeah, so, like, you made me lose my target. But so now the Iron Man, the way I see it in my head, has to use his primary fire to fight the Hawkeye while trying to fucking dodge in the air. I just think somehow Hawkeye's gonna win. Also, Hawkeye can just shoot him out of the sky. Imagine that, too. Like, you go to chest beam, and they just shoot you out of the fucking sky. And it's like, well, fuck this character, man.
Sit down.
Alright, so, last week, we talked about... So we might as well have this conversation since we're right here talking about Hawkeye. Last week we talked about one shot, not last week, 2 weeks before, because we lied to you guys and didn't give you an episode last week. The last episode we talked about one shots and whether or not we thought they were fun or intriguing or should belong in the game. And I do want to talk about a couple things. I still am not a fan of one shots, but I do like how they work so far in Marvel Rivals, with Hawkeye specifically. And that is, I think it eliminates just two problems I see with, like, one-shots and Overwatch, which is, like, the direct, like, comparison, right? You know how Hanzo can, in Overwatch, spam down lane.
Yes.
And just accidentally get fucking headshots. Hawkeye can't do that, right? He has to have the cursor on a character and then, so accidental just spamming angles isn't gonna net you a kill. Most likely, unless they're already low. So that's one way they solved it using his passive, Hawkeye's passive. Another thing I see, another thing is jiggle peeking is in a fucking thing. You can't charge your shot, peek around the corner, and fire at, like, the Widow or whatever, you know? You can't do that. You can't do that quick peek and jump around the fucking corner and get a headshot and a kill. So those are two issues I see with one-shots in Overwatch that you don't have in Marvel Rivals. And that's based on just because of the passive, the curse of having to do that. And what it really does, the way I see it, is it introduces risk to the one shot. It's like you have to be visible. You have to put yourself in danger to get the one shot.
So. Yeah.
It becomes, at that point, it becomes, you will find, if there is a good Hawkeye on the team, everyone will know. And they will make their presence known.
Yeah.
So it becomes a, now instead of focusing on like a dive character in the back line, you're like, the Hawkeye's there, murder him now.
Yeah, it becomes like what people do to Widow.
Yeah.
Kill her. Kill her down.
Oh, you know what? We're going back to the conversation from last week. We're going to talk about it because I have some things to say to you guys about one-shots in this fucking game. One, you guys said when I brought up that Widow is bullshit, and sorry we're going off topic and do another game a little bit, one shot, but we're talking about one shots. And when I said Widow is bullshit, you guys is just like, you guys said just go monkey and dive her. So let's talk about that in the context of a game, unlike Marvel Rivals, which is 6v6, a game that is 5v5 with one fucking tank. Let's talk about that. So you go monkey to counter the Widow that's holding you guys hostage. What happens when you jump the Widow? What happens to the rest of your team that's undefended now?
Well, you don't jump the Widow tank alone.
Yeah, that's the thing. You go dive and you counter the Widow.
Let's think about that. So you can't, though. That's the problem, is Widow can play so fucking far back in the game. Like, you can't set up a dive without fucking invisible Sombra, especially if it's, like, right out of the fucking gate. You are not getting to that fucking Widow on Tracer, because they see you coming away, come from a mile away, you know? And there's not an off-tank to peel, so, you know. Or the tanks could jump you. I don't know what I'm saying. But you just can't do it. Just impossible. That's it. That's all I want to say.
Like, so just counter the Widow with another Widow.
That's the only option. That's literally the only fucking option. That's it. That's all you can fucking do, is because Widow just dominates. She owns.
Counter the Widow with a Widow, get skill diffed, and then continue to complain about one shots. That's
one spin, yeah. Lucio dive. All right, this is Marvel Rival. We're not talking about this.
Yeah, but one shot's bullshit. Just saying. All right. Moving on. So after the Hawkeye reveal, which was pretty exciting. Day 13, which is today.
Yeah.
It was today.
Something sexy today.
We got 12 days left, motherfuckers.
And the 12th day of Christmas,
So, today we got a couple things. The character of the day, Hela. If you didn't see that. And her goddess of death skin, which kind of looks hot.
Yeah, I'm messing with it.
I'd let her step on me.
I was literally about to say that same thing. But, yeah.
We're a weird bunch.
Don't fucking act like you wouldn't. Don't fucking take the high road on this one.
I wasn't. No, I was agreeing.
We're three men in our 30s. We know what we want at this point.
Yeah, I'd let Junker King carry me around. Swear to God. But let's move on. No, we're moving on.
Boy, run that back.
Wait, say that again.
All right, is that it, dude?
Junker King?
Junker Queen, dude.
That is not what you said. You said Junker King. Hold up, pause. Hang on.
Does he have the same six pack as Junker Queen? Because I might. I might. How piercing is his gaze? Like, as I'm trying to deny his advances. That's all I'm saying. Like, how smoldering is it?
Is it like the rock levels of smolder?
Yeah. So other than the Hela thing, moving on. Other than the Hela thing today, we also had a couple other news that are pretty cool. One, there's a Fortnite collab with Marvel Rivals that happens around the same time Marvel Rivals launches. So,
woo!
I've never played Fortnite, but it's cool. I mean, it's gonna bring in some of the Fortnite crowd for sure, just because they might not even heard about the game, and there's gonna be a collab, and they're gonna be like, "What's this fucking game? I'm gonna go try it," you know. So that's cool. There's also a collab that's gonna happen with Marvel Snap.
Makes sense.
That's pretty good. They're gonna release a bunch of cool fucking cards for Marvel Snap. There's also collabs with a bunch of other Marvel IP games. I don't know them all. They're mostly like fucking cell phone games. But there's cool collabs, and this is like already a thing. So there's really a lot of fucking hype generating around the game, which is really cool to see. So yeah. And an article in Forbes today about how they think that that Marvel Rivals has the best aesthetics in the industry. So. Forbes article. Yeah. So
I mean, that's pretty cool. Do I really trust anything from Forbes? Especially in as far as like the gaming community. People that are reading Forbes are too concerned about money to be playing video games.
I mean, they called Concord. They called Concord. I mean, so did everybody else. But like They called how bad Concord was going to go. And they're saying Marvel Rivals is the gem. So, like, the business is, people are looking at it. So, if anything, it's going to be some investment.
Invest in NetEase stock. Got it.
Stock's going up.
All right. I really wanted to give you guys some drama this week, but I just haven't been involved in any. But there is something I want to talk about, because it's, like, it's a topic of interest, especially when other collabs happen with like Overwatch, and this is just going to be a problem that transfers from Overwatch to Marvel Rivals, especially as Marvel Rivals ages. And it's the concept of shilling. Are you guys aware with shilling?
I have heard the term, but I am too boomer to understand what it means.
Okay, so like a shill essentially is like someone who sold their soul to their corporate overlords that control like the content they produce and how they talk about their specific game, right? Mm. So like,
oh, being chilling.
Like, if you call an Overwatch streamer a shill, you're accusing them of being paid by Blizzard to portray a positive attitude about the game.
Oh.
So what do you guys just think about that? Like general thoughts on like shilling and what do you guys think about it? And like what, and the people who do it, and I'm air quoting here, like the shill accusations.
I mean, if they are, and they are actively getting paid, then I mean, so that's a loaded question now that I'm thinking about it, because like if the game is bad, call it what it is. Don't just because you're getting paid to promote it be like, oh, this game is fantastic. But
if you're on a contract, though, you're on a contract.
Yeah, you're on. You sold your soul. But that's I guess what shilling's definition requires. So, but I mean, people got to make money, and I mean, yeah. We have politicians that lie constantly. Why not just have content creators that say that video games are great when they suck?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sell your soul, man. Do it.
Make that money.
Get that bread. That's what I'm saying too. Like, hold up. Like, if NetEase eventually reached out to me and was like, "Shill for me, and I'll pay you back," I would slob on that knob. I swear to God. easiest sellout of my fucking life, and I am not ashamed of it. And I think personally that any person out there that would shame someone else for trying to make a living and bettering their lives is kind of pathetic. I'm gonna say it. So.
Yeah, don't hate, man. Just appreciate.
Yeah.
And if you can obviously tell they're shilling, and you can sometimes, like when a creator, I'm not going to give names, that only plays Overwatches all of a sudden has an ad for fucking Marvel Rivals, or not Marvel Rivals, but Marvel Snap and their content, but obviously never fucking played a game. I'm not going
to drop a name.
I'm not dropping. Let him know. I'm
calling him out. Hey, how do you think we blow up? We get pulled up on his stream. This is how we get popular.
There are, and it's obvious when someone shills, but I think the shill accusations are kind of wild. Like, why would you try to shame someone for like making that fucking bread, trying to do what the rest of us are doing, you know?
I mean, I'm look at us, we're doing a podcast with there's no, I mean, yes, there's an entertainment value side of things, but we're trying to get money for being content creators and do nothing but play Marvel Rivals all day and sit at home and still make money. Like,
I mean, that's the dream. Probably not gonna happen. I'd be happy if this podcast didn't cost us money, if we just made enough to cover the basics of what it takes to send all this money to like have our podcast posted, and like maybe enough to buy DoorDash while I'm streaming.
That'd be pretty dope.
I'd be happy with it.
Hey, DoorDash, we need a sponsorship. Yeah. I use DoorDash a lot.
DoorDash logo on the bottom of the screen.
Hell yeah, brother.
This is actually something I just thought of, like in terms of drama. So in the last week or so, a little bit, maybe a little bit longer than a week ago, there was that big news article about NetEase's executives getting arrested for money laundering.
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you the exact details. I don't think they dropped names on who was it, but there were some people that were pretty high up, and they were arrested for money laundering. And there was a lot of concern about whether or not this was going to affect the release or the quality of the Marvel release or Marvel Rivals release launch. So
yeah,
apparently, I wouldn't think so.
NetEase isn't the only company that makes the game, so it's not like gonna even if something were to go down, it wasn't affect the game.
Yeah, and I want to say too is like this wasn't an external investigation that caught it. This was an internal investigation done by NetEase that ended up catching the money launderers. So it's like, if it was done internally, I highly doubt that it's going to end up affecting the quality of the launch or the product. My concern, as always, with the quality of launch has been them not doing a fucking stress test for, you know, the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But
that's going to be the biggest issue, more than likely.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I have to say, since last week, the last couple of weeks, the woke talk is still going on. It's insane. Just drop it, guys. And one more thing I've been seeing a lot on, like, the Steam, not the Steam forums, but the Reddit forums for Marvel Rivals. And that's this, like, divide in the community where there seems to be this fine dividing political line of people that love Marvel Rivals and Overwatch. And then on the other side, there's people that love Marvel Rivals and hate Overwatch. So there's this constant conflict in the comments between these people. Mostly it's the side that loves both of them that are degrading people that are on there to complain about how they feel about, like, Overwatch and how excited they are for Marvel Rivals. And then there's other people that's like making jokes of, like, go 10 seconds without blah, 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 making fun of Overwatch while you praise Marvel Rivals. So, yeah, there is like a conversation going
on.
That
sounds just like our podcast.
Fuck Overwatch. I'm going to say it right now. I play every day. I fucking hate that shit.
I like Overwatch, so.
Yeah.
Tahita, where do you fall on this line? Where are you falling on this? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Conrad's the only one who hates it, didn't.
I will take you back to the last episode where at the beginning of the episode, when I asked you about your anxieties, you said, and I quote, am I going to have to play Overwatch that much longer?
I think Marvel Rivals is going to be better than Overwatch. That's why I'm excited for Marvel Rivals. I still like Overwatch.
He's trying to turn your words against you, man. That's
He
tried to bring receipts.
Yeah, in the corner there.
What do I want to say? I wanted to say something else about, like, this, this community versus community, like, kind of argument about the game. I've been seeing a lot of hope too that there's this idea from some people, and it's this really naive idea I've been seeing on the forums. It's this idea that Overwatch players should just stay in Overwatch so there's none of that toxicity in Marvel Rivals.
That's never going to happen.
Exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, even if that toxic base of Overwatch stayed in Overwatch and never came to Marvel Rivals, you aren't getting away from toxicity, man.
No,
hell no.
It's embedded in our DNA.
The minute they add emotes into this game, the toxicity will become rampant.
I still want my tactical crouching.
Yeah.
It is just as Thanos proclaimed. It is inevitable.
It is inevitable. It's the toxicity won't go away. I mean, the only thing you can do, and I say this as someone who ends up participating in more toxicity than I would like.
Oh, you? What?
No. You? No.
Yeah, I say this. The best thing you can do is not be a child like me and don't engage with it. Like, if you engage with it, you lose.
You just call somebody a slur.
Look, some of us don't have access to those words.
So be better than me, guys. Be better than me. Be better. Yeah.
It's a pretty low bar.
You don't have to jump very high to get over that one.
All right. So the last couple things, man, to wrap it up. So 12 days left, right? They've revealed 28 heroes. We know we're getting 33. That means in the next 12 days, and we know we're getting 8 maps. So then we know in the next 12 days, we're getting 5 new heroes revealed and 3 new maps. So, yeah. That's a lot to pack into less than 2-week time.
Yeah, it's got a lot of information to also intake.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you guys something.
Yeah.
No.
Just in closing, who do you think, I don't know if you're going to do this, Conrad, or not, Who do you think we got next?
I think it's I think Ultron is likely because we need a new support and he's been leaked as support.
I'm thinking it might be Black Widow, just because how they did like the twos.
Yeah, but that'd be the fifth duelist in a row, because that'll be going from that'd be going from Winter Soldier to Moon Knight to Psylocke to Moon Knight to Hawkeye. That will be number fucking five duelists in a row. So we love our duelists.
I think we'll get Invisible Woman.
I don't think so.
I think she will come out as the next reveal as a tank. And
I think
that's where we're going
to
get
support. He has to be a support.
All right, place your bets for the next episode. Who was correct? Okay.
All right. So we'll see. Speaking of which, since we talked about what we think is coming next, like out of all the news that we've gotten in the last month or so, and I almost know the answer, I'm pretty sure for both of you, what is the news that's gotten you the most excited? Like, what is the thing you're most looking forward to?
Hawkeye. Hands down.
Anything else other than Hawkeye, but it's Hawkeye right now.
I'm looking forward to hating Hawkeye in every fucking game. I'm looking forward to my slow descent into fucking madness as I slowly fall out of love with something again. I'm so ready to be hurt.
I'm so ready to be hurt.
I'm ready to love again.
I'm ready for my love to no longer be reciprocated.
So that's it. So I don't have much more to add for the week. What do you got? You guys have anything that you are dying to talk about? Yeah, need to bring up.
We want to get political? No, I'm kidding.
I'll get political right fucking now.
That's not what this is for yet. Give it time.
Yeah. All right. Whoever wants to piss in our pockets, corporate overlords. Looking at us.
We will chill for you, right? Fucking over here. No cap.
If I don't have to go to work anymore, sold.
Absolutely, I'll tattoo your name on my forehead.
I will drive around in a fucking hot dog cart.
Oh man.
No shame. And you'll find as you get older, audience, you'll have none either.
Yeah, your self-esteem goes away and that.
All right. Too much. I hope they know we're like half joking.
Which half of it though are we joking about?
I won't slap the knob, but I'll definitely take the paycheck. okay. All right. So closing remarks and plug yourself. Dehita Work, go.
Let's go, Hawkeye. Dehita Work on nothing.
You have to get that shit set up by the 6th so we can stream together.
ADHD is a debilitating disease.
Just fucking do it.
you know what? You think it would be that easy? Think it would.
You have two other people in here who upload content and also probably suffer from ADHD. You have excuse.
When's your last posted video? Pull it up right now.
My last posted video. Okay, hang on. Let me pull this up. Let's see.
This is a conversation we could be having later.
Nope, we're having it right now. He wanted to. You know what? Yeah, check out Vance Helsing Gaming. It's a YouTube channel. Let's see. My last video was a year ago where I talked about the Silicon Maiden, which is basically an Iron Maiden made of dildos. So if you wanted more context on that story, go watch the video.
Yeah, you don't have to watch that one, guys.
All right. He plugged himself.
Or
and
do it.
I am Conrad Günther. You're going to catch me getting mad.
Getting really mad.
Playing video games
like it's crazy
on twitch.tv/Conrad Günther. Appreciate the follow. All right, if we have enough information, if we have enough news next week, which I'm sure we will try to do our weekly episodes again. Sorry for not fulfilling that promise last week. We appreciate everybody that's followed in the last couple weeks. The increase in viewership has really meant a lot to us. So, all right. Find us the Marvel Rivals review on your podcasting streaming application of choice.
Thank you. Do it.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Bye.